This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. When Triad-based artist Molly McGinn agreed to organize a new weekly music night in Greensboro, she wanted it to look and sound a little different. Molly was on a mission to showcase the work of talented women and LGBTQ-identifying musicians in the Triad without being just another ladies' night. Every week at Joymongers Brewing in Greensboro, Molly brings together artists from different genres and backgrounds, and the residency Represent NC has become a platform to foster collaboration and promote the diverse talent of the Triad. And Molly McGinn joins us live here at the Triad stage. Welcome back, Molly. Tell me more about how this came about.
Well, so Mike from Joymongers sent me a message and said, you know, it's kind of turned into a boys' club in here. So would you
be
interested?
It's a brew pub.
Huh? It is a brewery. But, you know, because of the absence of venues, yeah. Breweries and all these other alternative spaces are popping up to host music. So they have music there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, which is amazing. And they pay musicians to play. But he said, you know, would you be interested? And I said, absolutely, but we're not going to call this ladies' night. And I've just always been very interested in the way regions sound and the sound that towns make. You know, here it's the A&T drumline in the fall with a little mix of, like, 90s hip-hop. And then you have, like, the Americana singer-songwriters playing out of these old tube amps. And then you have, like, these gospel harmony bands. And then you have groups like Debbie the Artist and Kelsey and the Solar Flares, who are bringing this kind of like neo soul, but self-esteem soul, as they call it. And I've been lucky to be able to play with a lot of different kinds of genres. And so I just said, we've got to have a night like this. And I remember reaching out to a musician friend of mine and saying, would you be interested in playing? We're having this women's like songwriting showcase, and they don't identify as female. They identify as they. And that's when I realized that was Genevieve Palmer, who plays with the Black Muslims, and she's a bassist in Chapel Hill. And really, because of them, that's one of the reasons I realized, oh, we've got to open this up. We don't all identify as women, and we have to create space where people feel comfortable, and we have to reach out and bring people in.
Well, let's see how it all played out, because one of the artists who participates in this is also with us here at the Triad stage. Also at Represent NC, Debbie the Artist, Greensboro-based singer and songwriter, who is Debbie Long when she's not Debbie the Artist. Debbie the Artist, welcome. And Jess Cheney is here on electric guitar, and Caleb Hernandez on acoustic guitar. Welcome to both of you as well. Debbie, talk about being invited to this event, because obviously it's a very intentional kind of event. You can identify as a lot of things, including a musician. So how do you sort of come to an event like this, which has that kind of intention layered on top of what is your craft, music?
I really enjoy being invited in spaces where people look like me, can play and like make music and like join with other like diverse groups of people. So Joymongers, for instance, I don't know, I got to, I, those, that was this month. So we tore the roof off. It was a super fun time. It was a really great time. I'm really grateful. But I think there were some very visible differences in the people, for instance, who don't get the invitations, right? Mm-hmm. I have like a interesting following, and I'm sort of like fearless in the pursuit of art in my craft, but like what about the people who don't have that? I don't know, it's just interesting. Like some of the students who came had never heard of Joymongers. It's like a particularly new brewery, different things like that, but I don't know, Greensboro.
Well, we'll talk more about that and the impact it might have in opening up spaces that perhaps had catered to a particular clientele. Do things change? But first, let's hear you tear the roof off. We got high ceilings here. Let's see you do it right here.
Stuff.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go. Let's do it. So this song's called Soul Cry. Thank you.
my hands are tied up in knots. I just need to get
Debbie the Artist, Debbie Long on vocals, Jess Cheney on electric guitar, Caleb Hernandez on acoustic guitar. Debbie recently a guest at Represent NC, a new music residency night every Tuesday at Joymongers Brewing in Greensboro. Features women and LGBTQ artists. Also with me, Molly McGinn, Greensboro-based artist, who organizes that night. Great song. But I want to ask you, Molly, I'll start with you, but I'm going to ask Debbie as well, my provocation about music. Because you often hear music is the universal language, and I chafe at that. And I say, no, music is probably one of the most refined cultural markers in the world. Everybody has their music. And if I look at your bumper sticker, I bet I know what's on your radio. Is there, and yet, we know what you mean. I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. And certainly for musicians, it's absolutely true, because they'll get into a room. You can tell me more about this. That's when the one world happens. But in terms of this mission, bringing people together through music, how does that work? And do you see it? What's the possibility? And how do you see that working? Where people come together and may have to get out of their own comfort zone, listen to music they don't always listen to.
So, well, I don't really care about the people that come and listen to it, yeah. Which is terrible. I care about the fact
you're
that
so refreshingly honest.
Debbie the
Bless
Artist.
You.
I
Bless
really
you.
Do. I care oh, about gosh. The fact that Debbie the Artist and I can can have a communication and a dialogue about putting on a show. And I care that she reaches out to two other musicians that she's never, or that, you know, I haven't seen you play with. This, mm-hmm. when she played at Joy Monger's this month, she brought a drummer and a keyboardist and a clarinetist that blew my mind. Okay, so I care about those people. If you can come or don't want to come, but when you do see like a white woman in her 50s dancing with a young black queer woman, you know something good is happening for mm-hmm. them. And if you don't want to be there, by all means, you're not invited. But I care about is I want to see women collaborate. I want to see women and queer and LGBTQ people collaborating, making art unapologetically without feeling beholden to anything but this fearless art. And I want to see female and LGBTQ musicians backing each other up. I want to see women collaborating and making music on the spot. That's what I care about.
Deb, you were snapping your fingers to this, which affirms your assent. And rather than talk some more, I'd love to hear another song, and I want to make sure we have enough time. Okay, will you do another song?
Yeah, no worries. Okay,
all right.
Cool. The song's called Magic. You start it.
Something that you do when you're doing what you do. It's like every word you use, I'm hanging on to. Just like your magic, big, big magic.
It's okay to snap.
You are my magic. Sweet, sweet magic. It's like abracadabra. I don't even have to ask ya. That voodoo that you do, you cast a spell on me, now I can't move. You're my magic, big, big magic. You are my habit, habit, habit. You're my magic. You disappear and reappear. I just love it when you're here.
Debbie the Artist, that song is Magic. Debbie Long on vocals, Jess Cheney on electric guitar, Caleb Hernandez on acoustic guitar. Debbie was a recent guest at Represent NC, a new music residency night every Tuesday at Joy Monger's Brewing in Greensboro, put together in part by Molly McGinn, who's a Greensboro-based artist who organized that night, and she's here as well. Debbie, I'm actually going to change gears entirely and ask you a question about your future, because I know you're studying social work mm-hmm. at North Carolina A&T.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to pursue music, social work, both? What's next for you?
Yeah, I'm interested in research-based work. I'm 29. I just had my solo return, and I've learned a lot, and I've pursued like education itself for a long time. I kind of just fell into social work because I was like, how can I help people and also like get an education, I suppose. And I guess it just ended up being for me, because I just now started doing music in school, like classical training, just recently. I didn't grow up doing having an instrument or any like formal training. I just decided like when I was 26, I was like, I'm gonna go back to school. I dropped out. I went to Western Carolina, but I decided to go back to school after moving to Greensboro and staying here and like establishing myself for a few years to pursue music. And just a few years ago, I became Deb the Artist when I just pursued relentlessly the passion and the fire. So,
well, we're going to stay tuned, because either way it goes, it sounds like it's going to work out great for all of us. I hope it works out well for you. Debbie the Artist, thanks so much. I'm going to ask you to play us out. Yeah. We'll do one of those. Then I'll tell everybody that Debbie the Artist is here, accompanied by Jess Cheney on the electric guitar, Caleb Hernandez on acoustic guitar. We talked about the fact that every Tuesday night there are Joymongers, or at least the residency is there. It's called Represent NC, put
together
by...
And that would be tonight, too.
And that tonight is Tuesday at Joymongers, so you can do it right here in Greensboro, Represent NC. Molly McGinn here as well. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being part of our program. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachel. Once again, Debbie the Artist.
Thank you. Good.